This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Thursday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. It is WASDE Day. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, overnight trade was a little bit of a mixed bag. You had corn somewhat supported with soybeans and wheat a little weaker for the day. Yesterday, we saw soybeans take a little thump in and we saw double-digit losses there. That, I think, just report prep trade. And then you saw a little rebound from a setback in the wheat. You know, you had 2 days down and then come into yesterday and get a little rebound, particularly in the Kansas City wheat. And then just some squaring up here again ahead of today's report at 11. So that's what it's all going to be about for the first few hours of the day here. And we'll just have to see what the numbers show us when we get to that point. And really, export sales didn't do us any favors this morning across the board. Wheat, corn, soybeans, if they made the range of estimates, they were bottom third at best. Soybeans were actually the only number that fell within the range. Corn and wheat were both below. And I don't see what's going to give us any impetus here prior to the report. So it's going to be all about the numbers at 11.
For those numbers here today, what are you going to be looking at right away to try and find out when the report is released?
First thing I'm going to be looking at is, does USDA make any sizable adjustment to the Brazil soybean production number? That'll be the first data point to look for. Then the Brazil corn number. Then you go to the U.S. numbers, than Argentina. So in that order, that's kind of how I'll be analyzing things. And I would assume that most of the trade would be looking at it that way. You know, the USDA is still well above CONAB. That's not to say that either one is absolutely right, because we know anybody can make mistakes, anybody can be right, anybody can be wrong. And until we get all the grain in, we just don't know what their total production number is. But we are seeing some private estimates start to revise upwards a little down in Brazil. And that's mostly due to additional acres after the intentions that we saw before the growing season. So they expected to see a certain number of acres planted. That's what they were basing their estimates on due to the performance of the crop during the growing season. Then at the end of it all, they find out, well, there may have been some more acres put in than what we anticipated. And so we have to make revisions as we come to the conclusion of the crop year. So a lot of unknown there, and it'll be interesting to see, does the USDA come further towards CONAB, or do they stand their ground and say, no, let's wait and see what this looks like in another month?
You mentioned those Argentina numbers. Earlier this week, I believe it was reported that Argentina made a change to the corn numbers for its production numbers. Sounds like they're dealing with some blight. Is that the situation, Eric? Because wasn't it not too far removed that it seemed like Argentina was just rolling along with really not too many problems at all?
Yeah, they just had perfect conditions there for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, yeah, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange come out and reduce their corn estimate by over 4 million tons, which is a big number in Argentina. I mean, you're talking an 8% reduction in some cases, you know, depending on the year. But that was a bit of a surprise, and I don't think we're seeing much reflected in the market regarding that situation specifically. I think we still are fighting the fact that we're not selling to the buyer we want to be selling to, and that keeps this little bit of a dark cloud, combined with we're still anticipating a heavy carryout even after this coming crop year. And of course, the big unknown is, what does this growing season look like for the U.S.? The big variables that I see right now are, what's the planting season look like? We've got a lot of areas that are already wet, particularly in the eastern Corn Belt and moving down from the Ohio River Valley down through the Mississippi and into the Delta. So they're already experiencing some planting trouble. And then we've got a set of storms set to move through the northwest chunk of the Corn Belt first part of next week, Monday through Wednesday, I believe. So does that system develop? Does that create any planting problems? Or is this just going to be a rapid fire planting season, followed by, what does the summer look like? You know, we're at year 88 of Dr. Elwin Taylor from Iowa State's 89-year drought cycle. So this could be a horrible drought year if we're leading into the worst. And so there's a lot of variables. There's a long way to go here, and we don't know what the finish line is going to look like. But that's where the focus will be for now.
Let's go to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What's happening in the protein sector?
Well, cattle got thumped again yesterday. A lot of headlines stirring around about this avian flu, and then they've even dubbed it a new bovine flu to try to segregate it from the birds. But there were just headlines all over the world, honestly, and it seemed like some of the major media outlets that hadn't really been reporting on the earlier stages of it that we talked about last week all of a sudden came to life yesterday. And somewhere around the noon time frame, I was seeing dozens of headlines from media outlets all over about the fact that there was avian flu in cattle, which of course we've known that for 2 weeks now. Definitely some bad headlines stirring around, in addition to the box beef is struggling to maintain high levels for the first time in quite a while. This is a seasonal slump period for box beef, so not too much concern there as far as the beef prices go. But if the cattle can't catch some traction and we can't hold the boxes up there, then we're going to have some trouble. On the hogs, I think they got a little ahead of themselves. They were due for a correction. Then you come in with a higher than expected CPI. That hits the stock market pretty hard and puts a bunch of life into the dollar. All of that's going to be negative for both hogs and cattle. So I think it was a conjunction of all of those things. And the hogs could still correct several dollars before we're back to a healthy level that's more in line with current cash, especially on those summer months.
Eric Rolf of Comstock, our guest here today. Eric, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Well, you can find us on all the social media outlets. You can visit the Comstock channel on YouTube, or you can go to our website at comstock.com, or just give us a call, 712-227-1110.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll speak again soon.
Sounds good, Mark. You too.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up a half cent at 434¾. May soybeans down two even at 1162¾. May soybean meal up $1.70 at $3.3260. May soybean oil down 67 cents at $46.93. Chicago wheat down 5¾ at $5.52¾. Minneapolis wheat down 5¾ at $6.46 even. And Kansas City hard red wheat down 8½ at $5.86 even. May oats up 5¾ at $3.43½. On the Merck, April live cattle down 65 cents at 178.42. April feeder cattle down 32 cents at 237.95. May lean hogs up 52 cents at 97.07. May pork cutout down 45 cents at 104.42. And Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 15.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.